Peggy Rosga participated in demonstrations of the 1960s and says she's been thinking about them as the Madison situation has unfolded during the last few weeks. The huge crowds at the Capitol and the tension among lawmakers have been dramatic, yet Rosga says the unrest does not approach what happened during one of Father Grappi's notable marches in 1969. He was demonstrating against proposed budget cuts to welfare benefits. The march resulted in an occupation of the state assembly.
I actually wasn't there that particular day. The accounts that I heard mainly from my husband was that they had arrived in Madison and went around the campus at night rallying students to help. That morning when they marched down to the Capitol, he looked up State Street behind him, and as far as he could see from near the Capitol all the way to the campus, there were people. And he said to himself, you only get a chance like this once in your lifetime. And they got to the Capitol building. The assembly chamber was closed and locked. And they shouldered the door open. Everybody just poured in. And in an effort to coordinate things, members of that march got up on the speaker's platform and tried to communicate with the people there. And the legislators left.
Protesters remained in the assembly for 17 hours. Eventually, the assembly returned to discuss the proposed cuts. Rosga says other demonstrations of the time were dramatic in their own ways. For example, Grappi, along with Rosga, members of the NAACP Youth Council, and others, staged 200 straight nights of marches between 1967 and 1968. They were calling attention to housing discrimination and fighting to outlaw it in Milwaukee. Rosga says because of his high profile at those events, Grappi became the symbol of the movement. She says no similar figure has arisen in the recent Capitol protests.
It still is in this city a way of saying that you were involved in civil rights to say, I marched with Father Grappi. So one leader could be identified. If you wanted to be involved, you knew what one place to go to, you knew who were the people to talk to. I kind of think of this as the wiki of demonstrations. It's being organized without one person emerging as the target. You know, I'm helping people, a group called POWER, organize a march from Milwaukee to Madison for this weekend. So they're doing their action. You get a message on Facebook, Walker's going to be at Country Springs Hotel, go if you can. All those things are happening without any one person or group being identified as, if we get them, we can cut off this whole thing. And that's really a strength of the movement going on today. Diffusion of power to the whole group of people has happened.
Rosga says technology has made today's protest different in another way. She says it's helped participants stick together and remain enthusiastic when protests are dragging on and their voices are not impacting legislation. Even though loud and large demonstrations in Madison are now in their fourth week, something the state has not seen since the 60s and 70s, they have not changed the outcome of the governor's budget repair bill.
It does feel like, how long can you keep up this effort? The thing that helps today are all the electronic communications media. When people feel down, they go on Facebook and they find their friends and they find video of what's going on right now. You know, you say that you haven't seen anything on this scale. Nobody's seen anything on this scale. This is an unparalleled effort.
Rosga calls the situation in Madison unparalleled because she says tens of thousands of public employees will be affected by the Republican budget repair bill and Governor Walker's proposed two-year budget. She believes the outcry against those proposals will continue, perhaps resulting in a string of recall elections this year and next. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.